Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Prescott Chamber Chat with the Prescott Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau's coordinator, Casey Johnson. We want to say welcome to KDWA. Casey, we so appreciate you calling in and keeping us up to date about all the great things going on. How have you been?
Doing well. Thanks again for having me.
Well, I'm interested to hear how the feedback was from your wonderful Prescott days.
Yeah, I kind of forget where we left off last year. So yeah, we did our, you know, weekend after Labor Day for our Prescott days. You know, the weather turned out great. We had record number of vendors and all the children's games, cheese curds, and the street bands went well. So yeah, I think with the car show and the parade, yeah, it was a pretty good turnout this year. I think that people were excited to be in person and actually have the event. So, you know, coming out of COVID and doing our awkward family reunion theme, people really did get into it. So pretty excited and successful year for the committee.
Well, and I think that your wonderful theme really did help free Brittany, because that has that's been solved since you had your event. So we can be very grateful for, wasn't that Lucille's?
Yes. So Lucille probably was what pushed it over the edge. So I'm sure Brittany is very thankful for that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
People got into it. That's for sure.
So tell us a little bit about what is going on now. I was actually in Prescott two different times, probably within the last 2 weeks. And Wow, both times the downtown was bustling. And I apologize that I didn't get anywhere else but downtown. But it's so great to see. And it's such an eclectic group of people. You have motorcyclists. You have people clearly that are just out snooping around on a beautiful fall day. You have your sports enthusiasts because they are either in Packer wear or Vikings wear. And it just really is fun to see people out and enjoying your beautiful downtown and all of Prescott, the river, and it's just great.
Yeah, I think this easing into fall has been kind of nice. So it still allows for some of those last minute boaters and the cyclists and then the motorcycles. I know there've been a few different, you know, specialty runs for the motorcycles and events like that. But yeah, I think people just, you know, stopping by Freedom Park or getting up to Philanders and sitting on their deck. I mean, there's really, like you said, it's not just downtown, but having the new deck or the new dock down there for the boats, people, you know, we've heard from a handful of people that have just can get access down there now so that they feel a little safer having that new dock put in this summer. And so people really are, out and about a little bit more and doing the shopping and, you know, all the restaurants that have opened up patios and a little bit more of an extended season. But the additional parking has helped. And I think having the Port of Prescott Hotel and all that has really drawn people into the area. But yeah, I mean, we continue to sort of, you know, see with Aim Joy and her boutique. Angie's been super busy. I think you've seen some of the restaurants and, you know, everybody's just sort of, there's something for everybody to come down and eat. And Twisted Oak still has their ice cream as well as their coffee. So again, depending on, you know, if you hit them up in the morning for some coffee and then by the afternoon when it becomes an 80-degree fall day, there really is something. But, you know, I think the exciting part is the Parks and Rec Committee for the City Hall held a meeting the other week about this upcoming project for our waterfront. So there's a Riverwalk project that they're hoping to put out bids for in February that will do an overlook deck. It'll widen the bike path under the bridge back there by the water. It'll create some more green space and some picnic benches and things like that. So behind Muddy Waters, behind Scabs, down by the water there, you'll be able to to access that a little bit more and set up some, like I said, some green space, the trails that eventually will hopefully connect up to Freedom Park in the coming years. There's just something always going on right now, which is really exciting. The businesses are able to take advantage of that and drawing more and more people to Prescott and actually staying in Prescott and again, not just being sort of a pass-through town anymore, which is wonderful.
It is wonderful, and it's just so great to see the city so alive. It's great to see all cities alive. You know, COVID really took a hit.
So true.
Yes. So I know that the summer season is, you know, and into fall here is a busy time for tourism, but will that continue through Christmas? Or through
the
winter?
I think so. I mean, yeah, and we're already, you know, it's just funny. You plan for Prescott days and you sort of feel like you can take a break. Then we realize we had, you know, started off with our calendar raffle that's going on the month of October. So we're drawing winners every day for our chamber calendar raffle. But we are starting to plan for the second time this year, our Small Business Saturday Market. So that's going to be, you know, sort of where the nation celebrates Small Business Saturday. It's always the Saturday after Thanksgiving, but we are going to work with No Name again and use their parking lot to set up a vendor market there and doing some children's games and the music again. So we're already in the works to plan for that. Obviously, we still have Halloween coming up, so we're participating in the Prescott Community Trunk or Treat that the Prescott Community Ed is putting on this year. So we've signed up to participate in that this year for the first time, which I'm excited to sort of get the chamber name out there some more. Yeah, and then we'll get right into the holidays and our chamber annual dinner. We've already, you know, January 19th, we have a date for that. We're sending out membership letters and really going to try to build out our community, our Friends of the Chamber, sort of our community booster program this next year. So there's a lot going on, and I think a lot of outreach that we want to do to get more people involved, even if they don't have an actual business front this year. So if you don't own a store, but these homemade products and these home vendors that we're looking to attract to the chamber so we can help promote and support their business. But yeah, it definitely does not stop.
No, and you don't stop either. I know that. So as far as Small Business Saturday goes, you mentioned different vendors that might not necessarily have a storefront. What are some of the different vendors you've had in the past?
Yeah, so we did this last year, and, you know, it's typically our, you know, cooking with Kim, and so we've got the baked goods and then our peanut butter, you know, with Henniker's honey roasted peanut butter from the ground up farms. You know, there's a handful of other handmade soaps and a few woodworking vendors that showed up. So we're hoping to send the list out here shortly and then, you know, again, promote it as much as we can so that we really can get more of those types of, you know, businesses who might not have been able to, you know, I mean, this last year or so they've started to participate and do in-person events. But, you know, typically these groups that travel around to the different crafts and farm shows that happen throughout the season, you know, there's quite a market out there. So I think a lot of people did take that time for COVID, you know, to really hone a craft. And, you know, we want to be able to support those businesses as well. So,
well, that'll be really fun. And again, that we're going to hear more about that in the next couple of weeks, probably.
Absolutely.
Excellent. So tell me a little bit more about Trunk or Treat. Is that something that businesses can participate in? Is that something that people can participate in? And who is eligible to go and get treats?
Yeah, so it's definitely open to the community. I mean, anybody that can come from 1 to 3 on that Sunday afternoon, the 31st, for Halloween. And it's at the Prescott High School parking lot there. So there's a registration form on the Community Ed Facebook page, and I think you can probably find it through the school district too. But yeah, I mean, anybody, you just sign up, you come up with your theme. Kind of hard to estimate how many kids might come through. Mm-hmm. You know, last year was hard to tell, and then this year you don't know if people, you know, are open to this or not. So hopefully, you know, 250 to 300. is what they're sort of advising those that sign up. So yeah, there's a form online. So it's again Prescott Community Ed, and you just come up with your theme. And I had no idea how big this was getting. There's kits out there, and
oh, wow.
They're putting in, yeah, it's a whole thing now. But you know, it's just a fun, safer way for families and, you know, the community to participate. And you can put, you know, there's some restrictions on games and things, so you want to be careful that you're not playing a game at your place, at your trunk, that too many people are touching something.
Oh,
so
sure,
you still
want
to be mindful of all that. But, yeah, it's, you know, as long as you've got a car with a trunk and you can be there from 1 to 3 on the 31st, I'd say sign up, decorate, or bring your family.
You know, that is a great alternative to going up and down streets. I think that's a wonderful idea for people. That'll be really, really fun. And you mentioned some of your wonderful members. How are you doing with membership?
Yeah, so it's always that funny timing. We finally got up and running around June this year, doing some of our in-person events. And so we were able to get out and meet some people. And we had we probably had 3 or 4 ribbon cuttings this year. And then we've had some of our new board members that have attracted some new businesses. So we're hopefully going to do some ribbon cuttings in the beginning of the year. So like with Bodhi Studios, it's a yoga studio that she's creating her own space, breaking ground here soon across from the Patak's grocery store there. So they'll build a little yoga studio. And so we're looking to bring Bodhi Studios on at the beginning of the year rather than, you know, joining at the very end here. So we do have a few new members in the wings we're excited about. And then, yeah, our new membership letters should be going out here shortly. And like I said, I think there's a role for those community members that want to support the businesses, want opportunities to volunteer and network with the businesses. So we're trying to focus a little bit more on, you know, this category of friends of the chamber. So for $50, you can participate, and then you get access to the membership meetings and our newsletters and, you know, these networking events that we're going to be hosting next year. So, you know, just a little bit trying to broaden that base of volunteers and the outreach. So again, that maybe some retirees or some that used to own businesses that are not, you know, not managing anymore, but that want to still be involved in this group. So we had a little mini board retreat the other week and, you know, just sort of came up with some new ideas now that we've had a year or two under my belt, you know, just helped get some direction from the board and sort of see what is or isn't working and how we can, you know, keep moving forward and what we can offer, you know, that's of value to the members for next year.
Well, I know that one of the things that the members like to post on your website is all the different job openings. That really is a recurring theme, isn't it, everywhere we go?
Yeah, you know, and it's been unfortunate to sort of see some of the, especially in the restaurant business, where they're sort of working staff double shifts or having to close early because they can't find support. But it's, you know, it's not unique to Prescott. It's not unique to the food industry. I think there's a handful of other businesses out there that continue to, I mean, the school district has a variety of jobs open, a couple of the manufacturing facilities and buildings here in town. So, you know, there's truly something for everyone out there if you're looking for a job, I think, at this point. But, you know, the banks typically have teller positions open. I know that even our library just had one that they have filled. But, you know, it's just, like I said, I think there is something for everyone, whether it's, you know, the more manual labor or food service or in that sort of project management roles that are out there too. So,
and what do people say the reason is that we're having such a hard time finding workers in so many industries?
You know, I think it's a variety. It's those, you know, people that don't want to work 2 or 3 jobs anymore that we're picking up as extra shifts, especially in the food services. It's the, you know, the college and high school kids getting back into school in person this year, you know, and so having to sort of lose that transition right now in this fall area. And I think that's really what's taken a bit of a hit here in town, just as people are transitioning back into school or, you know, like I said, you know, found a job they can do from home full time instead of having to pick up a couple part time. So I think that's where the disconnect and where the struggle really, really winds up being.
And Casey, are people able to access, the general public, access your job openings online? Because I'm on there right now, and there certainly are quite a few wonderful opportunities for people to work.
Yeah, you can, if you sign up for our newsletter, we send out on Fridays to the community, and so that one typically lists all the jobs there, and, you know, just trying to get that as up to date as we possibly can. I don't know at this point, it's not really on our website, but you can sign up for the, if you go under the welcome tab and then to our news and info is where you can sign up for the newsletter, which is where those are listed every week. So, and we try to, you know, as soon as businesses have something updated or if they are filled, they let me know and we remove them. So these should be pretty up to date. But yeah, I mean, I think, you know, sometimes the reoccurring jobs as far as like the food service, I think at this point, most time they're always hiring. You know, the school district typically has those seasonal jobs that open up right at the beginning of the year and then for some summer jobs. And then the banks are pretty good about letting me know if there are teller positions or management opportunities available too. So yeah, we try to keep that as up to date as we can with everyone.
So what else is going on in Prescott? What do you do for fun?
Oh goodness, what do I do for fun? There are moments. No, I mean, you know, again,
I caught you at a bad time. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is. It's like there's just between the live music that or the meat raffles and that are still going on downtown and that Scabs has typically got something going on the weekends. There's, like I said, plenty of places to go eat and have a beverage. But, you know, right now with the school season, I mean, homecoming just happened last week. So that was kind of exciting to see, you know, some of those traditions continue and the amount of the parents and businesses that were able to come out and sort of support everybody in the Friday night game and homecoming queens and kings. So just getting involved in that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, kids that are in the high school, middle school, so, you know, participating in those things. But, you know, I think it's just that sense of community that's out there right now. I mean, there is truly something always going on. I mean, the Orange Dragon has some new, the fall and winter exhibits that are going to be coming out soon. So, you know, I sort of try to stay on top of those types of events. And I know there's Freedom Park that, you know, it's never a bad view just to go up there. I've got dogs that I can walk and things like that. So, and all this stuff, we try to list this out in our Friday newsletter that goes out to the community too, because, you know, we want people to know it's more than just, you know, eating and drinking downtown. But, you know, it's nice to be able to walk around and go see some of this stuff.
Well, you certainly do a great job of telling our listeners all about the good things going on. Prescott Chamber of Commerce Coordinator Casey Johnson, and we appreciate her time on Prescott Chamber Chat, heard on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5. For service and devotion. Want to move ahead, but the boss won't seem to let me. I swear sometimes that man is out to get me. They let you dream just to watch him shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. Same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.